My name is Maggie, and in my audio postcard today, I will be talking about Latinx literature in the United States and my experiences reading and engaging with this literature. My own heritage and the holds I have in the stories of my heritage are what make me particularly interested in literature written by Latinx authors in the United States, especially those Latinx authors who have written about the immigrant experience. Being a fifth-generation American with Italian and Irish heritage from both of my parents, I am only really aware of my ancestors' experiences through the general history of Italian and Irish immigrants coming to America through Ellis Island in the early 20th century. Neither of my parents speak another language that is reflective of their ancestry, and they do not even have many memories or stories of our family's experiences in America beyond their own grandparents. Because of this gap in my knowledge, I am particularly interested in how other immigrants have told their stories for the masses through the creation of literature. In particular, as a middle and high school student, the works of Latinx authors Sandra Cisneros, Julia Alvarez, and Juno Diaz captivated me. In my audio postcard, I wish to give a scattered history of Latinx authors in the United States that are particularly interesting to me and my quest to understand the inner workings of both storytelling and the immigrant experience. I am fascinated by the power that these stories have to open up important discussions of acceptance and prejudice in the United States and to invite real social change. In beginning to look at Latinx authors in the United States, I first turned to Oscar Huelos. Huelos was the first United States-born Hispanic to win a Pulitzer Prize for fiction, earning the honor in 1990 for his 1989 novel entitled The Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love. The novel tells the story of a man named Cesar Castillo, who gained brief fame in his life from appearing on an episode of I Love Lucy in the 1950s, and his last hours listening to songs made by his band called the Mambo Kings. The story deals with Castillo's memories of immigrating to the United States after Castro's takeover of the Cuban government in the late 1950s, and his reconciling his new life with wanting to keep a hold of memories of his life in Cuba. He maintains this connection to his homeland, notably through mambo music. Though I have not read this novel, I do feel a particular connection to Oscar Huelos. This is because Huelos cites his becoming an author with the preference that he developed for English during an event in his childhood that took place in my hometown in Connecticut. Having been born to Cuban immigrants in Harlem, Huelos traveled to Cuba with his parents in the summer of 1955 and contracted a severe case of nephritis. Huelos spent his convalescence in my hometown and cites in a 2011 essay for the New York Times his exposure to the English language here and lack of speaking Spanish as a major transition both in his life and his becoming an author. This experience of feeling torn between two languages is not one that I know. Nevertheless, Huelos' explanation of his double identity helps me to understand the experience. Next, I turn to Mexican-American author Sandra Cisneros, most well-known for her 1984 collection of vignettes entitled The House on Mango Street, about a Latina girl named Esperanza growing up in Chicago. Through these vignettes, Cisneros educates her readers on the difficulties of assimilating and growing up through extremely detailed, semi-autobiographical short stories. As a middle schooler, first reading Cisneros' novella, I was intrigued both by the stories themselves as well as the way Cisneros told them. I loved the way that each vignette was full of such detail and heart, and yet they were short. Cisneros' writing is both meaningful in the subjects of immigration and growing up, and extremely accessible for a range of ages. Though the novel has received critical acclaim and was reissued for a 25th anniversary edition, it is nevertheless extremely controversial in some school districts and has been banned in certain schools for the grounds such as being divisive or spreading a subversive attitude. Thinking of how I was personally very moved by this book and the exposure it gave me to the immigrant experiences and more generally experiences of being a young girl in a male-dominated community, I find this sort of regulation troubling. Finally, I want to discuss my connection to the works of Juno Diaz, particularly his first novel, The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. The narrator is an unforgettable character named Oscar, a Dominican science fiction nerd growing up in New Jersey. Like Cisneros, Diaz uses the first person, which makes his reader particularly privy to the interior hardships the character faces. Diaz incorporates Spanish and Spanglish into his novel, as well as point of view moments from Oscar's mother and his grandfather, which help to illuminate the different generational attitudes in coming to the United States. Diaz's novel received the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2008. For me, reading this novel and its incorporation of intergenerational storytelling inspired a search for more stories about my ancestry from my parents. Though my efforts did not produce the rich stories and memories I hoped for, I nevertheless feel that in reading literature like Diaz's, I am connected to the experience in another way. These stories I've spoken about are all works of fiction and the products of one singular person, and they do not reflect the experiences of every immigrant. But for me, someone aware of but unable to connect with my immigrant past, pieces of art have resonated with me and in some ways served as a conduit for the stories that I do not have circulating in my family. For others, these conduits might come through music or film or other mediums of art. But for me, I greatly appreciate literature and its ability to illuminate, as Juno Diaz described in a 2013 interview, the project that we call America, and how immigration is a huge part of it.